Here we go. This is, we're doing the first half this week of Revelation. I have 30 slides for every hour. 10 minutes of this hour are already gone. So I'm going to talk faster and faster. Here we go. Bonnie and I are missionaries full-time. That's my wonderful wife, the one person in the whole world I would like to spend all of my time with. I waited for 27 years to meet Bonnie. I prayed for her for about 21 of those years. I grew up in a family where my parents never got along. They fought constantly. They met in a bar as they were drinking, and they got married. And they not only yelled at each other, they hit each other. And the two things I remember most is that when my father would get too angry at my mother, and by the way, he was a boxer, a Golden Gloves boxer, he would just look at us kids and go, and knock my mother out, and she would just lay on the floor. But when I was bad, it was different. He would grab me around the neck and would take me to the nearest wall and lift me off the floor and hold me with my feet off the floor. So I never wanted to get married because I didn't want to fight with someone all the time and knock them out. So I dated 741 different girls when I was at Bible college, one time each. And the 742nd young lady was that one. And when I saw Bonnie, I said, "You are the one I've prayed for my whole life. So get busy dating." So that's our family. That's my wonderful wife. This is where we serve. We serve in Sub-Saharan Africa, in the Middle East, in East Asia, in Central Europe, and in Central Asia. And that's my family. And Bonnie is right there in the black. That's not one of my daughters. That's my wife. And that's where we live, in Colorado. And we've only been there 4 weeks in the last 10 months. This is my email address, and I would like to emphasize that the reason that Bonnie and I and Jim and Leslie are here is we want to be here. And Bonnie and I have taught like this and served in over 70 different countries around the world, and Jim and Leslie in many countries also around the world. And our goal is we would love to talk to every single one of you between now and the end of the 2 weeks about anything you'd ever want to talk about. Many of the places we go, Bonnie and Leslie are the godly Christian mothers that many young ladies have never had. Jim Stubbs is an elder, and he's been an elder in a local church for many, many years. In fact, for many years, he was my boss as I was a pastor at the church that he was the chairman of the elders. So Jim and I have discipled and mentored and met with many, many young people just like you, and we would love to share any part of our lives with you that we could. And this is a summary of my life on one slide. I came to know the Lord when I was 6. I was called into the ministry at age 9. When I started in the ministry, they told me you had to read the Bible in order to teach it, so I started reading it through once a month until I got well past 100 times through. I went to Michigan State, Bob Jones, the Masters in Dallas. I've been a pastor for 40 years. That's longer than twice your lifetimes. Married for 34, raised those 8 children, and served in 70 countries. Just a couple of resources I'd like to tell you about. If any of you are on Facebook, we have many sites on Facebook. One of them is called Biblical Discipleship and Counseling, and it's an entire course, 2 years long, of how to learn to counsel from the Bible. And it has all the videos and the audios and even all of the manuals for you to fill in the blank. And also, just plain old Facebook, my personal site, I do daily devotionals and videos and everything on Facebook. And this is our YouTube channel. It's called DTBM Online Video Training. And we have about 16,000 subscribers who go through all the different lessons that are online. And they go through about 1.5 million minutes a month of watching the videos. I wrote down the prayer that I have been praying for you, not just for this class, but for your lives. And it's what I'm going to pray for in just a moment for each of you. And there is something about having an internal hunger for the Word of God that is the most life-transforming desire that you could have. So I am praying that the Lord would stir in your heart such a deep longing for Jesus Christ that you would find the only place that it can be satisfied is not having your devotions, but coming into a time of devotion to Jesus Christ personally that satisfies your soul. Anytime I'm near my wife, I'm either holding her hand or walking close to her or have her arm, I have my arm around her, or even when you're not looking, I kiss her. It's not because it's on my assignment sheet. It's because I love her so much, I can never get enough. I just want to spend time with her. We shouldn't read the Word of God because it's on the list of things we're supposed to do. We should read the Word of God because we love Jesus Christ so much that we need every day to actually spend time with him. Father, I pray that you would stir in my heart, in our hearts, in each one of these precious students' hearts, a deep and abiding love for you that can only be satisfied each day by time spent in your word. For Jesus' sake, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Here we go. Your assignment sheet, which should be in this syllabus. And by the way, if you want to track with me, I have numbered the syllabus, page 1, 2, 3, like that, all the way through. And I'm going to talk about it by saying you should be on page whatever. Okay, so if you want to take a moment sometime to number it, but we're on page 1 right now. Now, I want to confess that my notes for this class, just the first half, were 350 pages long. And Vera Brock and her team reduced it down to 55 pages. But if you would like all the pages, this link that you see right there, and I'm going to show it all the way through almost every class period, there is a copy, a Word doc, that you can download to your computer and actually take notes. The fill in the blanks are right there. And all of the 250 pages that aren't in here are also in that document. And all the other schools where Bonnie and I teach around the world, they all actually take their notes into that document that we give them. And it's actually my book that I wrote on the Revelation that I'm just teaching to you, so you get a free copy of the book when you download that. Okay, also on this page, on page 1, you'll see the course assignments. And you, number 1, need to read the whole book of Revelation, which I know you probably already have. And then you do a 3-part devotional I'm going to explain now. 2 verses you have to learn, 2 quizzes. The first quiz will be on Friday, and the next quiz will be next week, and it will be on your paper right here in class. And then there's an exam, which is only worth 10 points. This is the main part of your assignment, the daily devotionals that you're going to do for each chapter. There are 22 chapters in Revelation, and you need to type out 22 devotionals. And this would be an example of one. You write Revelation 1. Then you summarize what the chapter's about. What is chapter 1 about? Well, after you read it, you just write down whatever it's about. Jesus is talking to John on Patmos. That would be an example. Or the risen Christ meeting with John. Or a portrait of Christ. The reason you're doing this assignment is to go through the motions for a grade for me. But more important than that, to learn to every day apply any portion of Scripture to your own life. In the second part, after you write a one-sentence summary, the second part is you write down lessons. So I need 3 volunteers, someone to read verse 1, someone to read verse 2 of Revelation 1, and someone to read verse 3. Okay, who wants to read verse 1? Good. I can only do one at a time, so 1. Can you read it for us right now? I forgot your name, but I know who you are.
Revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show his bondservants the things which must shortly take place. And he sent and communicated by his angel through his bondservant John.
Wow, I can't even write down the lessons or principles or things I see in there. It's the revelation of Jesus Christ. He gave it to his bondservants. And then it says to show them what? What does it say? Show things that are coming, you know, take place, and sent with his angels. So, see, any observations you make are very good lessons. Lessons, truths, principles, You're just looking for things that are in the verse. So if I was doing chapter 1, I would say, God has servants. God sent his word, you know, he sent his word. He wants to show me things, so God wants to show me something. You understand? I mean, there isn't like only one right answer for this. The third step is the hardest.
De a harmadik lépés az a legnehezebb.
I have led hundreds and hundreds of Bible studies. One of the favorite things I do is small group Bible studies. And I meet with a group of men for a whole year, usually. And when I was a pastor, I met with them for a whole year every week. And most weeks, I had 10 different small groups meeting. All of them were good at reading the Bible. All of them were good at summarizing. And all of them were good at finding lessons. Every group struggled with the application. Not because it's hard to find applications, but most people find applications for Tom, or their roommate, or their friends. But for me, it's very hard to say, this is what God needs to change in my life. I like to teach young people how to write a prayer to apply what they see in the Bible to their own life. Okay, now my volunteer to read verse 2. Jake.
Who bore witness to the word of God and to the testimony of Jesus Christ, even to all that he saw.
So John, I would write down in my lessons that John actually witnesses and wrote down what God said. So I would add, you know, a couple more lessons there. Now verse 3. We need a young lady. There we go. Right there. Krista.
Blessed is the one who reads the words of this prophecy, and blessed are those who hear it and take to heart what is written in it, because the time is near.
Oh, man, that is a good verse. You know, God wants to bless, and there's something coming, you know? So when I get all done with however much, and you don't have to do 12 pages on every chapter, the most important element is taking all that you've learned and applying it to yourself. So if I was doing chapter 1, I would say, Lord, I want to be your servant. And Lord, help me to look at your word as your message to me. You notice I'm not talking about my roommate or my friend. Actually, you can be real honest when you write this. Help me to see you in your word as more interesting than Facebook. How many of you are on Facebook? How many of you are on Snapchat? What else is there? What is it? How many of you are on Instagram? How many minutes a day do you spend on Instagram and Facebook? Add it up in your mind and hold up the fingers. 10 minutes right there. Show me with your fingers. How many? 3 minutes, 8 minutes, 4 minutes right here. Did you know it only takes 5 minutes a day to read the whole New Testament? In 1 year. How many times have you read the Bible through? 10, 5, 2, 3, 4, 5. Do you know what? The Bible is going to last forever. The Bible is the only thing that changes us every day. And the Bible is hearing the voice of God. When you read the Bible, you actually hear God talking. Yet I know young people in America that play video games by the hour. And they feel so far away from God and frustrated and anxious and struggling. And the whole time, the Lord is waiting to talk to them. So, in my application, I say, Lord, you sent your word. I want to read it. The third lesson I got, God wants to show me something. I say, Lord, show me something in your word. When I read the Bible this morning, it was the most beautiful time of letting the Lord show me something from his word. And I saw from verse 3, God wants to bless me. So I say, and Lord, I ask you to bless me today. And if you write a prayer like that for each chapter of the book of Revelation, you will be able to say, Lord, I am asking you to apply your word to my life. It's a lifelong pursuit to hear the Lord's voice from every chapter of the Bible. So there's what I just said, written out, the summary, the lessons, the application. And I took a picture of my Bible, you know, I just went like that and took a picture. Because I actually, when I find the truths, the lessons, I actually write them in my Bible, these lessons. But then I write the prayer out in my journal. And from Isaiah 40, the summary, I just did Isaiah 40 recently, predictions, promises, and the wait on the Lord passage. And I found all these lessons and wrote them down. I like this one in verse 22, God knew the earth was round. He said it 2,700 years ago, though science had not yet discovered that truth. So if you just read the Bible, you know more than scientists know. And then I wrote, this is the actual application from Isaiah 40. Lord, today I will pause and reflect on your majesty because I trust your plan is so much better than mine. I ask for you, dear Lord, to control and lead me. Finally, I want to wait on you right now and by faith feel I'm going to go forth with your strength. Now, this is my favorite illustration. I'm going to let you take pieces, and I want you to guess. Yeah, let's pass this around. I'm going to take one, too. What is this little thing I'm passing around? Can you tell what this is? Everyone say it together. What is it?
Mindenki mondja.
A puzzle, okay? You're all going to take a piece, and I want you to tell me what the puzzle is a picture of. No, you can't compare pieces. And while we're passing it around, this group's going to have longer and longer. Try and figure out, look at your piece. You can look at each other's pieces. It's okay. Try and figure out what this puzzle is. Because the Bible, to most people, seems like a puzzle in a box with 31,102 pieces. What are the pieces called? Verses. Do you ever think about that? Does anybody see anything on your piece yet? Mine looks like clouds or hair. This is how most people do Bible study. Well, to me, this verse looks like clouds. And it's going to keep going around. What's amazing is the book of Revelation is the most vital, significant, crucial, strategic, and explanatory book in the Bible. Why? What's on the other side of this paper? This is the top of the box. What does it have on the front? It has a picture of what the puzzle looks like. Did you know that's what the book of Revelation is? You could spend all day long looking at your piece, and you could not probably figure out, unless you're sitting close enough to the front to peek. I heard that. What's your name?
Mark.
But we would never figure out that this is a beautiful puzzle of a what? Because it looks like a cloud or fur, you know, or hair. But some of you have the flowers in front of the dog, and some of you have the flower pots around the dog, and some of you have, you know, the dog's eyes, the dog's nose, the dog's fur, the dog's paws. But you can never put the pieces together without looking at the picture and figuring out where things go. Revelation connects and completes the whole Bible. There are two ways of approaching God's Word. Most people spend their life just looking at one verse, one piece of the puzzle at a time, and they wonder what it's about. They've taken one piece out of the whole 31,000 verses. What I encourage you in this course to do is to look at each verse in light of all the other verses of the Bible. Whenever I open my Bible, see, I took a picture of my Bible right there, I feel the weight of every other verse, all 1,189 chapters, all 66 books pushing down on that verse. And what's amazing is the book of Revelation not only has the foundation as the last book of the Bible, that it's the finishing of all the Bible, but the book of Revelation has the weight of all 31,000 verses on every verse in this book. The book of Revelation has 404 verses. So Revelation has 404 verses, but it quotes and alludes to and references over 800 different verses in the Bible. Okay, now get to page 3 in your handout. John the Apostle is the author that God used of 5 New Testament books. You can read that yourself. And the book of Revelation was written, and you can read all that in your notes. And the theme of the whole book is the title. The word revelation is the Greek word apokalypsis. And that means to unveil. Every year, the car-making companies have an auto show where they reveal the next year's models. And they have the car all covered up with a sheet, and then they pull the sheet off. And for the first time, you see the new Mercedes or the new sports car. Revelation is when God pulls the sheet off and shows Christ. And so, Revelation is a self-outline book. I'll show you that. It's challenging. And it's the book that has the verse 3 promise that we just heard.